Mishnah Zayin, what exactly are the dimensions for an esrog? Shir esrog akoton, the size, the minimum size that an esrog needs to be. Rabbi Meir says, ke'egoiz, it has to be the size of a walnut. Rabbi Yehuda says, ke'beitza, it has to be the size of an egg. Now they both agree that it has to be considered fully grown. The question is, what exactly do we consider to be fully grown? Which stage of growth is considered the stage at which it has grown enough to be considered a proper ripe esrog? Alright, with a gadol, and when it comes to the maximum size that an esrog could be, k'deisha yoichas shnayim b'yodei achas. Dear Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be small enough that you're able to hold two of them in one hand. The reason being that one needs to carry and hold the lulav, to which the hadas manarovas are tied, and the esrog at the same time. As well as that, you have to hold the lulav in the right hand, the esrog in the left hand, and because of all of this, as he's switching them, as he's holding them, carrying them, it is likely that he might end up dropping the esrog, which could very much invalidate the esrog. It might become not beautiful, the pitta might come off, and so to avoid that, according to Rabbi Yehuda Midrabbanon, one should make sure his esrog is small enough that it is able to hold two of them in one hand. Some versions of the Mishnah read Shnehem, not Shnayim, rather Shnehem, which means both of them, meaning the lulav and the esrog. Not that you would have to hold two esrogim in one hand, it doesn't have to be that small, but rather that you have enough room to hold both the esrog and the lulav. Now Rabbi Yossi says that it's true that that is a danger, but the Rabbanon didn't decree anything because of that. It's more of a practical point. And so afilu echad b'shtei yodov, even if it's so large that one esrog requires two hands to hold it, even then it is valid, and there is no maximum size, according to Rabbi Yossi, that the esrog must be.